Ora wia mili mili palagara tunggu didi tunggu niku kada.
And that's the Olgas. That's the Olgas. And what I did was I crushed up lots of rocks and I got some beautiful colours from the rocks. And then I used my earth sand. And then I made some little trees happen up there. And then I did some boot scooting bandicoots. And there they are doing the bandicoot boot scooting. See the bandicoots? And all these little animals were having a party. So that's the sand that I used here, this red earth. And then you have all your different colours of the yellows and the whatever colours you've got, and then you can make your drawing happen and fill it up. And there were the two dingoes waiting to have a dance. And I drew it all in the sand. So this little story is about a Christmas story in the sand. There was two girls. There's two little girls skipping along. Two little sisters skipping along. And they were playing in the fields where lots of pretty flowers grew. Flowers everywhere. And when they came to the lovely field of flowers, they saw a huge flower like this. A big flower. There it was in the middle of the field. And guess what? There was a little tiny baby in the flower.
Bindalanu gangaranga.
Well, Babe was a little boy who lived in the Australian outback. Do you know we have a lovely outback here in Western Australia? Lovely hills, lovely red earth like that there, haven't we got? And that's where Babe lived, because Babe didn't have a family. And he lived in the hills. And every night, Mrs. Timms, who lived next down in a house near Babe, Mrs. Timms, she heard Babe tapping like that to shoo the dingoes away because he had no shoes and the ground was hard and he had to shoo the dingoes away from trying to eat his precious goats.
So, Josie, first of all, can you tell us a little bit about your story?
Well, I wanted a nice little connection for Christmas for everyone and I thought Babe was the nicest way to have a little connection at Christmas so everyone can remember where they belong to at the same time when they read it, and it makes us all, you know, be proud that we have families, or, you know, we haven't got one, we can always go and find one somehow. And Babe was a little boy who didn't have one and he longed very much to have one. And we always had a little Christmas tree on the mission when we were little kids, see, and we lovingly decorated it. And I used to see everyone leave the tree and they didn't have any connection. So in my story, I wanted a connection, and that was really what was the main focus of the story, was to make that happen. And Babe was a little boy that was in the outback because we always had goats, you know, in when we were growing up, and we didn't have sheep, but we always heard the story at Christmas time of the sheep, you know, in the hills, and the little blokes that minded the sheep, the herders. And I wanted the same in the hills and with the goats, because that was in my, you know, growing up in my childhood. And a little brown Christmas tree every year. And it was all there, you know, in me. And we had the animals around us too. We had the kangaroo and the emu and the bear bird, you know, that I used in the story. And we had gubblies in our little time when we had the mission that came around the tree with us. So, and then I wanted a tree of life, you know, that we had seeds and stones and feathers that we use in every day, like a life story as well, you know. So, and it's like how a spiritual world and a earthly world can intervene together, you know, and make a magic thing happen. And guess what? Mrs. Timms came along and she said, Babe, will you be my son? I've got a Christmas tree at my house for you and some shoes. And look, they become mother and son. And Babe was happy. He could go home now, but he loved going back up into the hills every now and again to lie at his favourite place with his stars. That's the little story.
Now, they're beautiful, vibrant illustrations in the book. Can you tell us about those?
Well, I didn't even meet the lady who did that. Haven't met her, so we just corresponded with emails and, you know, sent her what we thought she could draw. And she did a good job. Was, you know, she hadn't been really much in our desert because we grew up with those colours. And when you don't grow up with colours, it's hard to imagine where someone lives, you know. So we used to send all these texts to her, emails, I mean, and she drew it from the emails we sent. And I thought she did a really wonderful job, and I still haven't met the illustrator.
Now, you're a musician, you're an artist, you're a writer. What really inspires you? Is it the Goldfields?
Well, people like you inspire me. All the people around me, they inspire me and they give me. Because someone said to me, who tops you up? You know, when I always go and make other people happy, you know, because I like to celebrate life every day. And I never go into the sad places. You know, if I go there, I come out quick. Because I think we need to be in a happy place every day, you know. So I love getting up and watching the sun come up, and I like celebrating life and celebrating people and teaching them what unconditional love's about. And it's for everything around us as well as people and for everyone, see? So that inspires me. And the people that listen to me, that tops me up.
Now, we've got some youngsters behind us still playing in the sand. You started your day today with a sand art. Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Well, that's a traditional Milbundi story who's telling things that we all did together as kids. We all did Milbundi together and we all bonded. See, because I think today we have messages only and no one bonds with that message. So this traditional way with oral transcripts, you remember. See, sometimes when you teach, you can be giving, but then you can always take the remembering away as well. So you always got to have a balance in life, and the balance is to remember the traditional way of telling stories in the sand as well, to take it away and remember it.
Now, you had your guitar out earlier and you were singing songs in language and in English. How important is it to you that people hear language?
I think that's the hub of the, you know, I think that turns the lights on. The language turns the lights on for everyone, you know, and I think it's very important that we continue singing, especially at Christmas time when we all got together and sang in our language. And it brings us all back a happy time for us too, you know, to come back bonding again, you know, because that lovely word bonding I like using, because I think we all lose a bit of that today. So, you know, you can bond back again with the language. It's a bonding thing again.
Well, Josie, it's been wonderful talking to you. All the very best for the book.
Yeah, thank you. Very good.